Hi, okay, welcome back. Daf Yomi, Daf Kuf Mem Tesav at Aleph. My time, Rabbi Barov. Gzeira Shema Yimchok. We learned in the Mishnah that one can't read the names of his guests or the appetizer served in his meal from a written list. And the Gemara says, what's the reason? Rabbevi said, it's that you might come to erase something written on it. Abaye says, Shema Yikra Shtari Hedyotus. A decree lest you read regular business documents. What would be the nafka mina between them? Dichtiv akotel, in the case where it's writing on the wall. This is classic sugya in terms of topic, in terms of reading museum, descriptions and things like that. The Gemara then says, Vani tanai kani tanai tanya ein ruam b'mar b'shabes, remeir mater b'mar b'kuvu kotel. The Tanaim, like the Tanaim, also argued over the Tatna Braisa, so one shouldn't look in a mirror on Shabbos lest you see hair hanging and then pluck it. Rav Meir allows you to look in a mirror that's fixed on a wall. By the way, Rabbeinu Chananel teaches that this Isser is not based on the possibility of accidentally removing hairs, rather the law is to talk about the mirror itself. Maybe you're going to find dirt or rust on the mirror and remove it from there. The Balamor says that according to the Gemara's conclusion, all mirrors are also due to the concern that you might use a metal one. Gemara also speaks about taking lots, casting lotteries with your family and with others, using a monokoton, a big, a big portion against a large portion, dividing it out, and a gzeira mishum kuvia, a prohibition against gambling with dice, which is prohibited by rabbinic law as a form of theft. Sam Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Kol Shechaver Nena Shayada Emach Bechis Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who causes another person to be punished because of him, they don't bring him within the mechitz of Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if he's right. And the Gemara said, where do we know this? We see it because it's written on the prophecy of Michayahu, and that could be argued. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu says, who will entice Achav to go up and fall? Ramos Gilad. Okay, my ruach, ze rucho shel navos. Umaitse, amarav tse mechitzasi. Deal mahasam hainatayim dechtiv dover shakarim lo yikon. One who speaks lies shall not dwell before my eyes, it says in Tehillim. That's the only reason why the spirit of Navos was taken from within God's mechitzos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol yomav shalosa rasha, all the days of life of that wicked person, lo nimsa schok bepeh kol beria, laughter cannot be found in the mouth of any creature. As it says, shenemar, nacha shok de kol ha'aretz patzchu rina, miklal da adhashta lo havrina. By inference that until now there was not any songs. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, also la amar besa shalosa rasha, shenemar se'irim yirkudusham, right? That it's prohibited even now, they stand in the ruins of a house of a wicked person, Nebuchadnezzar and Babel, because demons will dance there, and we're afraid a person will be injured by these negative forces. When he wanted to do to that righteous person, Sitkiyahu, he wanted to do sodomy to him. Nimshecha orlo so shloshmet, his foreskin was stretched by 300 cubits, and it surrounded everyone at Nebuchadnezzar's feast. Huh, unbelievable. Again, talking about the depravity of Nebuchadnezzar. Just a little background on the Achav. Piece in Malachim Aleph, Perkaf Aleph. The story is told of Achav, the wicked king of the 10 tribes of Israel, who had an uncontrollable desire for the vineyard of Navos HaYisraeli, his relative. Izavel, the wife of the king, devised a sinister plot where Navos was executed and Achav got to inherit the vineyard. And Hashem held Achav responsible for the murder, sending word through Eliyahu, the prophet, that in the place where the dogs licked the blood of Navos, the dogs are going to lick your blood. And in chapter 22, all the king's advisors and false prophets advocated a war with Aram, predicting Achav's victory. Concurrently, Michayahu, a real Navi, saw a vision in which the spirit of Navos offered to entice Achav into the battle that would lead to his doom. Navos indeed succeeded in convincing Achav's prophet that he would defeat the enemy nation, and Achav took the advice of his false prophets and went to fight. No battle actually took place. He was killed, as the Navi goes on to relate in detail. And although he was later buried, much of his blood was lapped up by the dogs in the same place where Navos was executed. When Hashem told the spirit of Navos to tzei, this also implied that he has to leave the presence of Hashem. Even though Hashem blessed the spirit with success, he nevertheless used this expression and said the spirit of Navos must leave his presence because of the principle that whoever lies will not stand in the vicinity of the Shekhinah. So Rashi writes that on Shabbos, a person cannot read the caption below a picture drawn on the wall. Reading the caption of a picture is prohibited because of a rabbinical decree that you might read contracts, shtari hedyotos, on Shabbos. Now why should reading captions under pictures be usher? Because of shtari hedyotos. The Gemara says that one who will not confuse reading something that's written on the wall with reading shtari hedyotos. So Rav Simcha Medesvi, in his comments printed in the back of the Vilna Shah, suggests that since such a picture may not be viewed at all during the week, the Rabbonim prohibited reading the capture under pictures on Shabbos. And the Meiri implies that reading the capture is not also because you might come to read Shtari Hagiotos, but because the caption itself is Shtari Hagiotos. Contracts can't be read because they have nothing to do with Shabbos, and this caption too can't be read because nothing to do with Shabbos. The Gemara says that you can't look at drawings during the week. What type of drawing does this apply to? Why is one usher from looking at it? So Rashi and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah explain that looking at pictures is forbidden because one who gazes at them wastes time with an invented imaginary reality. And there's several ways to understand Rashi. The Meiri explains that a person who looks at such drawings wastes time and draws himself away from Avodas Hashem. The Ritva adds that a person should give his attention only to Hashem's creation in order to be awed by Hashem's wonders rather than to man-made creations. But Rashi mentions that a person should not look at drawings of strange creatures or pictures of events in the past. So the Sefer Mar B'Sholem points out that Rashi's words imply that one's prohibited only looking at the type of picture that is based on human imagination, pictures that depict objects or events or fantasy which a person otherwise would not conceive. But pictures of real objects, natural scenery, and multicolored frescoes are permissible to draw and view, because a person either knows that these things look like without his imagination, because they don't represent any particular object at all. Tosfos and the Rosh explain that looking at drawings is forbidden only when the drawing was made specifically for Avodah Zarah. That's what we assume those who enjoy going to the museum, looking at art, even looking at, you know, science fiction portraits. Since it was made for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, you can't look at it. The Magen Avram, quoted by the Bir Halacha, says the minug is to be mekel and allow the viewing of drawings, unless they were made for Avodah Zarah. And he says that one is certainly permitted to look at them casually without gazing intently at them.